people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show, The Natural Way. Telephone number to be with me is the same as always, only one number you need to know and use. It's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3-4-7-8. 866-444-3478. We talk about gardening, landscaping, pest control, all from the natural organic standpoint. We don't recommend synthetic fertilizers or toxic pesticides for several reasons. The main one being that the natural organic approach works better in every way. This first hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural dog food and cat food. And there is a terrific SPCA adoption suggestion for you today. It's Yoda. And I got good news from last week. Wiggles was adopted, so thanks for that. And Vaquita Pinta was adopted before that. Optimus, though, who's a really good-looking dog, is still looking for a home. So check him out and also Yoda on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the SPCA button. This is the SPCA right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wherever you are in the country, help out the adoption organizations. But Yoda is she's really pretty. She's 61 pounds, female shepherd mix, beautiful white, short fur. Says it's silky blonde. Looks white in the photograph, but anyway, really pretty. And you can see her picture on her website on dirtdoctor.com. Says she's sweet, good-natured, was surrendered to the SPCA September the 8th because the previous owners fell on hard economic times and could no longer afford to take care of her. She is spayed, microchipped, heartworm tested, negative, dewormed, and has received her age appropriate vaccinations. So sounds great. Loves to cuddle, loves walks. Really good looking gals. Check out Yoda on our website. Munster Milling, you can find more about the product there, which apparently, I was noticing in one of the health food stores, it was the, of all the inventory, it was the largest, and we're delighted to see that because that means more and more people are using the Munster Natural, and they should. Munster's made up in Munster, Texas, M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R. You can check out their website at munstermilling.com. Just all kinds of good things about the product. No chemical preservatives, which is highly unusual still. You know, these days you'd think all pet foods would not have toxic chemical preservatives, but that's not the case. And there's some really unusual ingredients in the product, and your dogs will really appreciate you feeding it to them. I gave Tater and Carmen some of the Munster this morning. I've gotten in the habit of when I cook breakfast or some of the other meals as well, but especially breakfast, I put a little water in any of the food that I have left over, make kind of a soup, and mix that in with their Munster. And I've created a monster. They love that even more than the Munster by itself. They get to eat twice a day. When they eat in the afternoon, they get the straight Munster. They wolf it down also, but they like the little treat in the morning. And I recommend that, by the way. A lot of people think that you're not supposed to feed your dogs scraps, table scraps, and things like that. But it's always been my opinion. The same thing goes for compost. People, some of the people that give advice about compost making say not to use greasy foods and foods that have been salted and some various other things, not to use those things in the compost pile. And I've always said, well, if it shouldn't go in the compost pile, you sure shouldn't have been eating it in the first place. And the same thing goes for dogs and eating table scraps. If the table scraps are bad for the pets, you shouldn't have been eating them yourself. Optimus is the one that's still looking for a home, and he's really a good-looking guy. So check all of them out. Yoda, the latest one for you to check out. We're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, for those of you around the country, and we've got some cool weather. We just got through with another nice rain. Bad news to report, which I started talking about with Trop John last week. The neighbor next door is a church. It's called the Friendship Church, and last week they were watering during rain. Well, this week it rained yesterday, and they're watering this morning after the rain. They ought to have the place pretty well saturated by now. Those of you that are here in the Irving area and Dallas in general might want to give a call to the City of Irving Code Enforcement and suggest that they rather severely reprimanded for wasting so much water. And that goes for everybody out there, not just the church next door, but anybody that's doing the ridiculous thing of watering when it's raining or right after a rain. Get those irrigation systems off of automatic. Across the board, don't leave irrigation systems on automatic. Turn them on manual so that whoever's in charge of the landscaping and irrigation has to push the button to fire the system. It's what we do. It's what a lot of the projects that we're involved in do. It's silly to leave a system on automatic because that's what happens. They end up running when it's raining and after a rain when the water's not needed. And if you haven't noticed yet, that's the biggest problem that's here and on the horizon. It's going to be an even bigger problem, and that is our water shortage or lack of water, the drought. Even though we just got some rain here in our area, we're in a drought. Lakes are still low. Will we get any more? Maybe, maybe not. And a lot of other people around the country are in the same situation. So help out by not wasting the water. You may notice that I sound a little different and kind of a stranger. Throat is kind of interestingly irritated by the air. Pollen, I think a lot of the elms, a lot of the trees throwing pollen around right now and kind of nailed me a little bit. Feel great, just have a funny sounding voice. So I'll have to put up with that for the 3 hours today. We also got some really interesting things going on Facebook. More and more people using Facebook, and one of the reasons is I'm using it a lot because it's so easy to add photographs. And I just added a video yesterday that you can check out that answers some of the most common questions that I get. You know, we talk about trees here on the show an awful lot, and one of the things that I recommend is the sick tree treatment. When trees of all kinds have insect and disease problems, issues, symptoms actually, there's always something bigger than that insect or that disease that's the issue. The insects and disease come on as a secondary thing, trying to help nature, take out plants that are stressed and sick and keep the healthy plants around. So when you have insects and diseases, we have organic treatments. We have organic products that work as well or better than the toxic chemicals to address those aphids or lace bugs or webworms or whatever we're talking about, borers in the tree. But to prevent the insect or the disease issue from coming back, from returning after you've treated for it, you got to fix the problem, the real problem, what caused it to come there in the first place. And what caused it to come there in the first place is that the tree's in stress. It can be a temporary stress caused by the weather or something like that, but it also can be something that's a chronic management problem. Too much water, like we were just talking about, irrigating too much, watering too much, having poor drainage, having a perched water table where the soil around the tree stays too moist. I've lost a tree in one of our experimental gardens recently myself because I wasn't paying enough attention in the water underground was staying more moist than the native tree could take. So it's not an embarrassing thing. It happens to everybody. But when you have a problem, insect or disease problem, or lose a tree, you need to figure out what was really the problem. The real problem is never the insect or the disease. It's always something else. And if you don't figure that out, you're going to be real frustrated because you're going to have to deal with it on an ongoing basis. What we recommend pretty much across the board, and I think some people get tired of listening to me talk about it ad nauseum sometimes, is that we recommend a process called the sick tree treatment. And the sick tree treatment is just that. You correct what's really wrong with the tree, what's putting it in stress, and get it where it doesn't have the insect and disease problems anymore. And the most common situation there is the tree's too deep in the ground. And fixing that, taking the soil off the flare, a lot of times leaves a hole in the ground around the base of the tree. And we'll talk about that more when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Your pets are very special and their diet is important. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I recommend Munster Natural dog food and cat food. That's what my dogs get. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are important to me. Munster Natural contains no toxic preservatives and does have the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so the choice is yours. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website, MunsterMilling.com, about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier. It's Munster Natural.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that telephone number is 866-444-3478. I was right about the elm. I just pulled up a website. Elm pollen is very high right now. Also, ragweed, those two things together. Probably what's got my throat going a little crazy this morning. Anyway, finishing up about this flare, when you expose the flare of a tree that's been too deep in the ground, a lot of times it leaves a hole, a depression in that area. And it's a very common question I get about, what do you do with it? Can you fill it up with mulch or pebbles or rocks or whatever? And the answer is no. You've gone to the trouble to uncover the flare, expose it to the air like it wants to be, and you don't want to put anything back in there to, you know, recreate the problem, because no matter how coarse it is, mulch, and we've used all these things to try and see if it worked, but if you put mulch in, if you put rocks in, debris will finally build up, and the mulch or the rocks will hold moisture to begin with, and then as it fills up with dust and debris, it just gets right back into the same problem that you had to begin with. So you leave it open. So after a rain, and this shows in the video on our Facebook, it's the Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett on Facebook. I'm out at the end of a rain, yesterday's rainstorm at my ginkgo, which we uncovered. The photographs and the video don't show how deep the depression is. It's close to a foot deep on the ginkgo. But anyway, you can see the water standing around it, and I explained that, yeah, the water standing in the hole for a while is fine, but it's really not a big deal. The flare actually stays wet a shorter period of time, you know, just until it evaporates and drains away, as opposed to being covered with moist soil all the time when there's soil and mulch up on the flare. So it'll give you a little better understanding of how dramatically you need to uncover the flare of ornamental trees and shade trees. It makes no difference how old they are. A lot of people tell me, well, this tree's been around for 18 years or 30 years. Well, that's fine. We've uncovered a pecan that's 800 years old. It makes no difference how old the plant is. You're going to benefit the tree by getting the soil and the mulch off of the flare of the plant. Hopefully the little video there will help you. We're doing more videos all the time. There's a new introduction video on DirtDoctor.com, and we're starting to put more videos in for the members area and in general. We did one for the newsletter that we just recently sent out, and it's something I wanted to talk about a little bit too. it's real blurry. It's about inland sea oats. And of all the videos we've done recently that have been crystal clear, this one's blurry. And so for some reason, when it was transferred and moved over to Facebook and or to our newsletter, it really blurred up the information of me explaining that. I guess it's still worth watching it, but I just wanted to tell you that the quality of that particular video is not very good, and we'll get that redone for you. Try to figure out what we did wrong there, but it's going to be good to do these videos for you on a regular basis to help explain some of the things that we talk about. I think that a lot of people deal with things more visually than just hearing about it. The inland sea oats has another issue too. I got an email from a listener in Pennsylvania, and I emailed her back and I asked her to call in today. And I don't know, she may be busy, maybe at church or whatever, and not able to call during the show. But if she does, we'd love to chat with her. She said that in Pennsylvania, inland sea oats, which here in Texas is considered a wonderful native grass. And you know, really good, and not a problem in any way. Sure, if you let it go to seed, the seed will shatter, and you'll have more of the grass coming up here and there. But she said in Pennsylvania, it's really considered an invasive species. Well, there's two things there. One is it's pretty remarkable that this grass can grow across the United States. Apparently, it can grow from Maine to California and to the tip of Texas and everywhere in between. But if it is invasive for anybody out there has any experience with that, let us know. Give us a call and let's talk about it. We are going to be harvesting the seed. I've got a lot of it on three different properties. We're going to be harvesting the seed this year and making it available to the members of the Organic Club of America. So unless you're worried about the invasiveness issue, you'll be able to get some, and we'll continue to talk about that angle of it as well. Let's see what else I need to catch up on before we go to the phones. My tea is good this morning. It's ginger. I was thinking about my throat and making it through the 3 hours this morning. So I did a tea of ginger and turmeric. Turmeric being, more and more data coming out about how wonderful it is. And it gives it a nice flavor. The ginger and the turmeric together and just nice water is all it is. It's a nice tea, so give that one a try. The other thing in the news that's been kind of funny, and we put this on Facebook also, Big Tex at the Great State Fair of Texas in the news big time. They had tremendous exposure in the papers and television, radio, and everything, but the covering of it blew off early. And I put it, the shot that hit the media real quick, I put it on Facebook, and it wasn't completely ready to be put out there. And the comments were pretty much 95% negative about Big Tex. Those of you in Texas know about him, and you can check that out on Facebook too. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The countdown to shutdown continues for the federal government, which could be left without funding after October 1st. The GOP-controlled House approved temporary spending legislation early this morning, but it would impose a one-year delay on key parts of Obamacare, and Senate Democrats say they will reject it. Well, despite the budget showdown, the House has already approved bipartisan legislation aimed at improving the safety of drugs produced by compounding pharmacies. The measure in response to a meningitis outbreak that killed 64 people was traced to a compounding company in Framingham, Massachusetts. Suspected Islamic extremists have attacked an agricultural college in Nigeria, gunning down dozens of students as they slept in dorms and torching the classrooms. And Pakistani police now say 37 people were killed in the latest bombing attack that happened in Peshawar today. This is SRN News.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. With all the divisions wrapped up, only the wild card slots in the American League are to be decided on this final day. Pittsburgh clinched home field advantage for the National League's wild card playoff game by beating Cincinnati 8-3 Saturday. The Pirates will host Tuesday's National League wild card game against the Reds. Pirates second baseman Neil Walker with two home runs expects the crowd to be pumped.
It's going to be really an exciting time, something a lot of people haven't experienced with Pirate baseball. So, I'm imagining it's going to be Steeler-esque on Tuesday.
It'll be the Pirates' first playoff appearance in 21 years. St. Louis beat Chicago 6-2 Saturday, while Atlanta lost to Philadelphia 5-4. The Braves' loss means the Cardinals win today at home against the Cubs. We'll wrap up home field advantage for St. Louis through the NL playoffs. Cleveland, with 9 straight wins, now leads the American League wild card race by one game over Tampa Bay and Texas. They beat Minnesota 5-1 Saturday. The Indians wrap up the top AL wildcard slot with a win today against the Twins. This is SRN Sports. After their second straight loss, 7-2 to Toronto Saturday, Tampa Bay dropped out of the wildcard lead. Rays starting pitcher Chris Archer, who lasted just 2 1/3 innings, giving up a run and 5 hits, says the importance of the playoff race showed with his early exit.
There was a little bit more, I don't know what the right word is, but there's a little more rush to get somebody else in there, which is different from April, May, or June, or July, or August.
Texas pulled even with the Rays by earning their sixth consecutive win, downing the Angels 7-4. Rangers outfielder Alex Rios.
It's been a grind. I mean, it hasn't been easy, you know. But like I said before, we've been playing good baseball, and we started playing good baseball at the right time.
Here's the schedule today. Texas hosts Los Angeles. Tampa Bay plays at Toronto and Cleveland, Minnesota. Saturday, Seattle beat Oakland 7-5, while Boston fell to Baltimore 6-5. That means the Red Sox clinched the American League's best record and home field advantage through the AL playoffs. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, now we're going to go to the phones. First up this morning, and by the way, that telephone number for you is 866-444-3478. Ruth is first in Irving, Texas. Hey, Ruth. I don't know if I get her...
Howard.
Turned on over here. Hey, Ruth, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm first. Hey, praise
first
the
up,
Lord. I'm
yeah.
getting ready for church also. Listen, I'm calling. First of all, this church, is this in Irving?
Yeah, it's right next door to the radio station here. And we started talking about it last week because they were literally watering while it was raining last time. And I walked out there and just sunk into the ground. It was so sopping wet. And here, a week later, we're watering out there again.
Okay, it's called Friendship Church.
Friendship Church. It's on Beltline, just on the east side of DFW Airport. I'm sure they're wonderful people. They just need to turn off the stupid irrigation
system. I will call.
Okay,
I will call somebody about that. Yeah.
All right.
Now, my question is about Sandburrs. Mm-hmm. Now, this, I'm calling for a friend out of city, out of state, in Oklahoma, and he just says sandburrs. I call them stickers, I guess.
Stickers, sticker burrs, sandburrs, grass burrs. Some people call them spurs instead of burrs, but yeah, we were talking about the same thing.
I asked him if it was sand, and he said yes, but it's a big, big patch, Howard.
Well, it's primarily an annual weed. I've had some listeners send me photographs and pretty good proof, it looked like, that they actually had the grass burrs come back and perennialize to a degree, but they're primarily noxious annual weeds. And the way you get rid of them is to build the carbon in the soil, build the organic matter in the soil. And those little bitty black seed, which are inside that burr, they'll still be there. They'll still be in the system and in the soil. But if the humic acid is available, which comes from this, you know, building healthy soil routine that we talk about all the time here, they'll be there, but they won't germinate. Once they're there, all you can do is spray them with the vinegar or, you know, one of the other organic products, or scrape them out. It's the only time that I would recommend catching the clippings is when you have some that have already matured and have the grass burrs on the plant, and you catch the clippings in that case and throw them in the compost pile. The compost pile will neutralize the seed also.
Okay, now this vinegar, go over that again. It's something that can be sprayed?
Well, it can be sprayed and kill the growing plants. Now, we're so late in the season now, they're not growing very much anymore now, but if they are still green and growing, the straight vinegar with a little bit of orange oil and a little bit of soap added to it is an organic herbicide. And the formula is on our website, you know, under guides on the homepage, and it's in my books and all over the place. Or you can buy commercial herbicides. One's called Avenger. It's an orange oil-based natural herbicide. There's one called Scythe. There's one called Monterey Weed Killer. And there's some others. There's a handful of these things on the market. Or you can make your own. You can go either way.
Okay. Right. Yeah, this is so plentiful up there. I guess he never has approached the problem, you know.
Well, what he needs to do is to start right now by putting out dry humate, compost, corn gluten meal. Corn gluten meal will really do him more good if he waits until the middle of March in the spring to do it. But all these other things, putting them down now and starting to build the carbon, the organic matter, and the related microorganisms in the soil will help all through the winter. And then in the spring and summer, he won't have nearly as big a problem.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And I'll call that church. I won't call the church. I'll call the city.
Yeah, call the code enforcement.
Yeah.
Tell them
okay.
About it.
Okay.
You.
Good
Appreciate
deal.
It.
All right. Thanks.
Let's go to Crazy Rick jumping in here early this morning too. Hey, Rick.
Well, hey, man. You know, I've just been thinking about this water issue. You know, probably overthinking it. Every one of these lakes up here in North Texas is a new deal because of the droughts that we had back in the 50s.
Right.
You know, Lake Ray Hubbard, Lake Levan, Possum Kingdom, you know, a whole bunch of these lakes. Anyway, they are now at the lowest point that they've ever been since they've been built. What's
right.
wrong with going in and desilting them, digging out all those feet and yards worth of silt that's in there?
Well, I think it'd be a good idea. It's just a budget issue, and I don't know who would call that shot to do it. But yeah, I'd agree with you. It'd be great to do.
Well, you know, do you think it would be beyond the pay grade of the Texas Agriculture Commissioner to get something started?
I wouldn't think so. I think that'd be a perfect place.
Well, cool, because yesterday I filed my application to become the next Texas Libertarian, or the first Texas Libertarian, to attain the office of Agriculture Commissioner. And
all
I
right.
could sure use everybody out there to help out, because, you know, water is our key issue, and that's what I want to do, is I want to deepen these lakes and get things done.
Well, I think that's a good point for you to run on, Rick. Send us the information. Do you have a website set up yet and all that?
It's not set up yet, but it's going on. You know, I've got that Crazy Rick's Natural Goats and Gardens. That's my personal web page. But, you know, because I do everything naturally, and, you know, Crazy Rick is me. So, you know, I got that going on. But the web page for the campaign is going to be coming up. I don't know the exact date, but you will be the first to know.
Keep us posted.
I'll do it.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Rick. Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, it's a big issue. Water is going to become maybe the biggest issue. So politicians getting in on it and to help with it, not just giving it lip service, can be a big part of the solution to the deal. We got an open line if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Mike is in Midlothian and next up. Hey, Mike.
I usually lose it out here, but
service. Mike, you there?
Can be a big yes.
Turn your radio down there and talk to me. What's up?
Okay, I was just wondering, is this a right time of year to aerate?
It depends on what you got going, Mike. If it says on the computer here you wanted to talk about overseeding, if you're about to overseed, aerating before you do it is something that a lot of people do. In fact, some of the golf course superintendents that overseed shady areas in the rough before they overseed with fescue is the most commonly used thing. They'll run an aerator through the area so it gives the seed when it goes out better soil seed contact. So it's not a bad thing to do at all. The only possible risk in aerating real heavily in the fall is if we had a real early, extremely cold snap, you could get some damage to roots, but that's highly unlikely.
Okay, all right. And then you said with that seed that you were talking about, the oats, is that good to put out too, or fescue?
Well, now, inland sea oats is a wonderful seed, and people can go to our last newsletter. It was about the plant, and we put the video in there, but there's still shots and a lot of other information about the plant in there as well. It's actually a tall grass. It's a grass that grows up 3, maybe even as much as 4 feet high. So it's not anything that you would plant that would be mowed.
Okay.
It could be grazed, by animals if it wasn't grazed off too much. It forms an incredibly dense crown, and it's a wonderful grass for shade, especially in areas where you have erosion problems. It'll totally eliminate erosion problems better than any grass you can plant, pretty much.
Okay.
And it's easy to grow from seed. It's also very easy to grow from transplants. And I guess that's my statement about the possible invasiveness of it. When it grows and forms its seed heads, which it's doing right now, they're brown and almost fully mature right now. If you leave them on the plant and they start fracturing, coming apart, and spreading around, every single one of those seed will germinate. It has a high rate of germination. So you can let that happen if you want to just have more of that grass come up where it's growing, or you can strip the seed off by hand, which is what we're going to do on all ours, so we make the seed available to other people. And plant it in other areas. Also, if the little plants come up from seed next spring in areas where you don't want them, you can transplant those little seedlings. They come up real easily when they're young and plant them in other places. Also, on mature stands of inland sea oats, you can dig out those real thick masses of crown of the plant and move it to a new location, and it won't miss a beat. It'll just do great in the new location. You'll never lose any of the transplants.
Oh, okay.
It's a great grass, in my opinion. Being invasive, I can see how in some parts of the country maybe it's an issue, because it certainly will come up from seed and it will spread. But it has never been hard to keep under control for us, and we have an awful lot of it on about 3 different properties.
Okay, well, I'll wait till that comes available on your website then.
We're going to have it pretty soon, right away. It's going to be available to the members for sure. They, of course, always get first dibs on anything we come up with like that. And then, we'll have it available for other people if we have enough to go around.
Okay, and also, is fescue okay to put down now?
Fescue is perfect to put down right now. If that's what you want, it's the time to do it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Yeah, it's time for the cool season things. We had a nice event at Gecko Hardware yesterday, which is a green hardware store here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we were talking about the fall kinds of issues. And right now we're in that perfect window here throughout the South to plant the cool season things, which includes ryegrasses and Elbon rye and fescue and clovers and vetches and things like that. And you can plant by seed. For those of you here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where the stores are talking about planning overseeding, and they're also talking about, some of them, putting out corn gluten meal. You don't do the two at the same time, because if you do, you're going to hurt the germination of the seed. You either do corn gluten meal as an organic fertilizer and a natural pre-emergent herbicide, or you plant the seed for the cool season stuff. You don't do both, because you're going to waste your money on the seed. It won't completely stop the cool season grasses from germinating, but it'll just really foul it up. And whether I recommend corn gluten meal or not is something that is debatable. In fact, we'll talk about that when I come back, spend a little time on that. And we've got an open line for you at 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the website's dirtdoctor.com. To get our newsletter, it's free. Just fill out the form on the website or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. And it also happens to be a good sports drink. The all-natural minerals and electrolytes infused into Crazy Water deep underground by Mother Nature help your body rehydrate and recover much better than all the artificial colors and sugars found in most sports drinks. If you can't make the run all the way down to the wells in Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, and Central Market. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we'll go right back to the phones. There is an open line at 866-444-3478. But real quickly, to finish on corn gluten meal. Corn gluten meal is a really interesting product. It's a good product. It's a protein fraction of cornmeal. It's a powerful organic fertilizer, and it has pre-emergent herbicidal qualities. We don't recommend it that highly in the fall because the weather is so roller coaster-ish that you're having a multitude of germination times for the cool season weeds. So for corn gluten meal to be effective at keeping those cool season weeds from becoming, you know, weeds in the garden, you have to put it out every couple of weeks over a period of time, and that's not cost effective, and it's also too much fertilizer. So some people still use it in the fall, and if you do, it's fine. I don't have a big opposition to it. It's just that a lot of times it's not that effective at those winter weeds. What works really better is to wait till between Christmas and New Year's, and when the winter weeds like henbit and rescue grass and chickweed and even dandelions, although they come up at all kinds of times. But the winter weeds will be very small during that period of time, coming up through your dormant grasses here in the south. And you spray at that time with the vinegar herbicide or one of the orange oil herbicides or fatty acid organic herbicides like I was talking about before. And it kills those young weeds and doesn't hurt your summer turf at all, and give it a much better way to get a clean look. Some people don't mind the green coming in, but others do. They mind that spottiness that happens when the winter weeds come in, the dormant turf, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Zoysia, and those kind of things. So that's really a better way to go. In the spring, the corn gluten meal seems to be more consistent. And I don't know whether the weather just doesn't roller coaster quite as badly or what, but as far as controlling grass burrs and crabgrass and spring and summer weeds, it works a lot better. It's a lot more consistent. Goes out sometime around March the 15th in that area. So hope that helps. Back to the phones. Keith in Abilene next up. Hey, Keith.
Hey, long-time listener, Howard. I like Rick's thinking there about dredging out the lake. Sounds like something smart to do. But 20 years ago, Abilene, we're studying. We've always had our water problems, studying on how best to spend our money out here. And the state told us, I guess it's state, that when we dredged the mud out of Fort Phantom Lake, we had to haul it to a toxic waste dump, which would have been east of Dallas, 200 miles plus. And I'm not sure if that was agricultural runoff or because Fort Phantom's built downstream from the city of Abilene, but wonder what was up with that.
And well, that's definitely part of the issue. When you take silt out of a lake, for example, White Rock Lake in Dallas, you know, northeast of downtown Dallas was dredged out a few years back. They're already talking about doing it again. Where heavy metals, pesticides, oil from streets, you know, all those kind of things, I'm sure that some department somewhere is concerned about that, and we all ought to be concerned about it to a degree. I would assume that with the White Rock situation and with any lake that would be dredged out, you'd do testing, and it would probably be controlled about where it can go. But there's another negative thing about the sediment, the silt that comes out of lakes. It is nasty stuff from the standpoint of growing plants.
I can testify to that.
Yeah, it's silt, and the silt is worse than clay when it's solid silt like you get out of dredging a lake, and it's extremely difficult to ever get it healthy enough to grow anything. And if you've got some experience with it, you know what I'm talking about. You could dilute it with other kinds of sands and clays and soils and bring it around, detoxify it and bring it around. But when you're talking about millions and millions of cubic yards coming out of big lakes,
that's a big operation.
That's right. And about all you can do with it is put it in some place like a landfill or some place where, you know, you're not needing to grow anything and be productive. The only other thing you could do would be put it in an area and then put a plate on it, put a covering on it of some decent soil that could sustain growth.
Or do like under a slab of a mall, you know?
Yeah, yep. there'd be some way to use it, but it's not as simple as it sounds. Just dig it out and go use it and plant some stuff in it.
I like that Rick's using his head, and let's stick him on this. Let's figure out what to do. Now they're going to dam up 20 miles north of Abilene, the Brazos River, so they said that was money best spent. Back then they decided to dam up where the Colorado and Concho came together, and they said that was much more efficient way to spend the money. So,
well. Well, it's a tricky issue, and it's a big one, and it's going to be the next, I think the next oil industry is going to be dealing with water.
Well, plus the fracking requires so much water, and that's draining
yep.
there. Anyway.
That's right.
All right, get to work, Rick.
Thank you, Keith.
All right,
appreciate
thank you
the call. Appreciate everybody's call. Good first hour. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We got two more for you. If your station doesn't carry the show, you can listen online on dirtdoctor.com. We stream all 3 hours live. And then they are put on there so you can listen to the podcast whenever you want to. The website's dirtdoctor.com, our free newsletter you get by just telling us you want it. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form that's on the homepage. Check out Facebook, The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett. Got a lot of stuff going on there, photographs and even videos now. And chime in there as well as in the forums of the website, dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back in a little bit. We'll talk more. 866-444-3478. Let's talk about the natural way.